Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
My two hometown teams made me a couch potato. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I had grand plans for the weekend after Carolina's big win over Richmond. First, I was on deadline to write a column about it. But Saturday night, I went to a birthday party for the wife of Tom Lagarde, the 7-foot former Tar Heel basketball star who once worked on Wall Street and roller skated around Manhattan. It was a great party at this 7-acre farm and snow camp where they moved 20 years ago. But it gave me a short deadline to finish the Arts Angle column Sunday morning. I wanted to take a bike ride before the Patriots game against the Dolphins. I still love all the proteins from my Boston upbringing, and I especially the Patriots because of their new quarterback, second-year star Drake May from UNC. Never got on the bike since I watched the NFL pregame shows to hear what they were saying about May, who had a so-so game in the opening day loss to the Raiders. The talking heads predicted he would do much better, and he did, throwing for 2 touchdowns and running for another in the Pats' thrilling 33-27 victory over the Finns. There were 3 or 4 other games that went down to the wire, including the Chiefs' second loss of the season and 3rd straight to the Eagles, who beat them in the Super Bowl last February. Then it was almost time to watch the Yankees-Red Sox, a true must-win for the Bo Sox after dropping the first 2 games of the series in the race for an American League wildcard spot. But first I had to check the Golf Channel and see if Chapel Hill's Ben Griffin still had the lead over Scottie Scheffler, the #1 player in the world, in the Pro Court tournament in Napa. And he did by 1 stroke midway through the final round. When the Bo Sox scored 6 runs in the first inning, it gave me a chance to flip back and forth from baseball to golf, and Griffin had a chance to win on the 72nd hole. But he missed the par putt, and Scheffler won by a shot over his new Ryder Cup teammate. The Yankees were chipping away with 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th on another Aaron Judge homer, and the Sox never scored again. It all came down to the top of the 9th when former Yankee and now Sox closer Aroldis Chapman struck out the last batter and gave his trademark stare at the 27th out for the Yanks. The Patriots in May won an amazing back-and-forth game. The Red Sox held on to win and stay in the wildcard race, and Griffin showed he would be on the PGA Tour for years to come. What a day on the couch, biking on Monday. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.